Autobot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here with Eric Rice.
Yo.
Mostly.
Yeah. At least I'm not as sick. I'm like operating on 90% capacity. I feel much better.
That's good. Starman Michael Gaines is here with 715 new planets.
That's right. And one of them is going to be named after me, damn it.
Starman.
715 in a row?
In a row. Yes. All right. Good night, everybody. That's our show for tonight.
Is it time for someone to take over the Robot Underpants show? What's Jimmy Fallon doing?
Oh. I haven't seen any Tonight shows, by the way, this week, but last week's was really good.
Last week's were funny. Sure. I did get into a debate with someone. I was in Ohio for a few days over the weekend doing family stuff, and had the friend of mine said the same thing I was saying initially about how this audience is not going to go for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had to tell him that we're the old people now, and he wasn't ready to accept that. he didn't think any of it was funny, so maybe it's just that. I don't know. I think his bits, his sketches are funny. His interviewing could be better, yeah. But you know, whatever. All right, so yeah, so I was in Cleveland. I don't know. I don't really have anything to say about that. I'll say this: the potholes, okay. The potholes there, unbelievably horrible. Like they're not just potholes. They're like, it was like there was a massive earthquake or a bombing. It's just crazy. I mean, if you hit those potholes at any amount of speed, you would just wreck your car. It would wreck your car.
Yes, but I drive a Jeep. So.
Nah, dude, you would have to slow it down and take those. I mean, you could climb over them, yeah. But it would just it was unreal, unbelievable. Yeah, outside of that, I just family stuff, and there was some snow, and it was cold, and that was about it. So, yeah, anything new with you guys at the top of the show?
We got bad potholes here too.
Yeah,
and we have another foot of snow coming on Sunday.
Nice.
I know. I was checking out your weather. I'm like, really? What is this? It's just back and forth, back and forth.
We have the third worst February on record since like 1860, whatever, and it's just horrible. It's just, I just can't wait for March when things will start warming up a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know what the big news is of the week, but the big news lately seems to be that Harold Ramis passed away.
Yeah.
Harold Ramis did Meatballs, Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day, Stripes, Caddyshack, some other things. And did you hear what he died of? Was it something...
He had, yes. Oh, I don't know the name
of it. Something rare, wasn't it?
It was what?
Something rare?
Yeah, he did. He had something rare. I don't know what it was. Something that, I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah, it was something where, like, his body turned on himself.
Yeah, something weird like that. Yeah,
like some kind of infection, an autoimmune thing kicked in or something. Yeah, he was 69, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What they're saying. So, yeah. Ghostbusters 3?
Well, no. I don't know what it's going to be at this point.
Somebody called Dan Aykroyd. I'm sure he still believe in the dream that there will be a 3. Didn't you say you found some info about that?
Oh, I did, but at this point, who really knows what's going to happen? There's an article that I read that said that Ivan Reitman is still in talks with Sony, and he's supposed to meet with them next week about what to do about this. I don't know if this is ever going to get around.
Yeah, I mean, the stories I heard were it was going to be like the next generation of Ghostbusters anyway, and like, you know, maybe be one of the old guys in there or something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Dan Aykroyd, because he's the only one that wants to do it. Yeah, the Hollywood Reporter says Sony sequel remains on track. I didn't even know it was near the track. but will need to be tweaked. Apparently scriptwriters need to remove Egon Spengler from the story.
Yeah.
He co-wrote the scripts for the first two movies, but not for this one, which isn't very reassuring, it says. Also not reassuring that lack of Bill Murray's participation. It's going to be, you know, if Ernie Hudson isn't even interested, come on.
He's not?
There's no talk about it. I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, I suppose maybe he is. What else is he doing? But it seems to just be a Dan Aykroyd project at this point.
Mm-hmm.
As it has been. And in other remake news, since that's all there are remakes these days, or sequels, they're already talking about remaking or making another, I guess, Jobs movie. Steve Jobs movie.
Biopic.
Biopic. It's a biopic. This is Hollywood Reporter again, saying director David Fincher, Alan Sorkin, are going to be doing a movie about Steve Jobs. Hopefully it's better than the other one, because, man, did anybody see the other one?
No, I still haven't seen it.
No, yeah.
It's kind of unwatchable. I think I watched about maybe half of it and was like, get out of here. This is horrible. Yeah. According to uprocks.com, Film Drunk. Oh, this is from Film Drunk. They say remaking recent movies is all the rage in Hollywood these days. And now prestige director is getting in on the game. Director David Fincher, according to Hollywood Reporter, set to direct an Aaron Sorkin script all about the life of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. Of course, they'll have some pretty big shoes to fill to differentiate their film from Ashton Kutcher's seminal performance in 2013's Jobs. I have to double check this, but I think that one was nominated for 11 Academy Awards, including number one Grandpa.
Okay.
It was bad. So, I mean, Ashton Kutcher is just always going to be Kelso, and that's all there is to
it. I got to see it someday. I mean, maybe if I get it for a dollar or something, maybe I'll watch it. But
Watch that for a dollar.
Yes. But I just heard so many mixed reviews of it that I don't want to spend too much money on it.
Did anybody say it was good? I never heard anybody say it was good.
You know what? I heard some people say it was okay. I heard some people say that it was awful, but I didn't hear anybody say that it was amazing.
No.
So
not amazing. It's just watching Kelso try to be serious. And the whole thing is like, you're waiting for the punchline the whole time.
Kelso.
It's just, oh, it's terrible. Go watch the one with the guy that played the I'm a Mac in the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
That one's a spoof on the whole thing, and it's actually kind of funny. I forget that guy's name.
Justin something.
Yeah, Justin. I don't know. Anyway, go watch that one. It's pretty ridiculous, and it's pretty amusing. I don't know where to go from here. I guess we'll finish up. We got a bunch of movie kind of TV stuff just quickly. The new Godzilla trailer come out. Mm-hmm. Mike, you think this looks awesome?
I think it looks amazing if they do it right. The biggest problem.
Say that about any movie.
Well, no, of course I say that about any movie. But I'm just saying that with Godzilla specifically in this country, they keep screwing it up.
It's true.
So if these guys took Godzilla and finally did it right, like the 1998 movie with Matthew Broderick. God. I mean, really? Then the original version from 1954, they changed it for American audiences by taking some pieces out and then inserting these segments that were filmed with Richard Burton.
What?
So this movie has a long history of being completely screwed up in the United States.
I thought that there was another one that was released in the United States in between. I think we had this conversation before. There's something like 50 Godzilla movies or something.
Well, in any case, I'm really looking forward to this movie because I really hope that they do it right.
Well, we got Bryan Cranston in here.
Mm-hmm.
Juliette Binoche, Sally Hawkins. I think she's up for an Academy Award. Some other David Strathairn. I don't know who that is. Some other people I don't know. Yeah, I watched the trailer. I mean, it looks good, I guess. I just, I'm in the same place though. Like you just said, the they always suck. So I'm not getting my hopes up about it.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of potential to screw up this thing because, come on, giant lizard. In order for this to be taken seriously, you cannot do any tongue-in-cheek, and then the science has to be right. So the precision on this movie has to be exact.
That's the problem, is those movies originally were not very serious. I mean, they were B-movies, let's face it.
They worked in Japan because in Japan, that's their culture.
Okay, fine. So for us, then, they were B-movies. And now to make them into serious, that's totally changing them. And now you're left with, like, the Cloverfield monster.
Yeah, I know.
Or Pacific Rim, you know.
See, Pacific Rim, I think, opened the door. Godzilla was in production before Pacific Rim came out. But sure. I think Pacific Rim opened the door for people to say, hey, you can do a giant movie, you know, a giant monster movie, robots or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked Pacific Rim. I thought it somehow they did it right. I don't know exactly how, but maybe because it wasn't Godzilla. I don't know.
I don't know. Godzilla.
It was giant robots fighting stuff. That's cool.
Sure. But the problem with Godzilla is that depending on who you talk to, it's either really awesome or a major joke.
Maybe if they made it a joke, it would be better. I think it's such a simple look. It's not Godzilla if he's, you know, a monster that flies in on an airplane and shoots people. Godzilla is a big creature that comes out of the ocean and steps on your shit. And you can fancy all that up, but it still has to have that. Everybody knows what it's going to be. It's not going to veer too far from that. And that's not much.
No. And you're right. But it's just like anything else. It's like, oh, there's a new Star Trek movie. Well, okay, so we all know what's going to be in it. The question is, how is the script going to be written? How well is it going to be? How entertaining is it going to be? How believable is it going to be?
Sure, but Star Trek has many characters that you can write in different ways and whatever. Godzilla is one. So Godzilla's not going to give you this like heartfelt speech at the end that's going to make you cry.
Oh, no.
Godzilla's going to go and step on your stuff, and that's it.
He's going to step on it. But see, here's the thing is that Godzilla, he's a big giant monster. Okay, where is he going to go? He's got to have a purpose. Is he being a dick? Is he just looking for a girlfriend? You know, there are all these things about Godzilla, and when you change it up a little bit for a modern audience, what do you do? So
I just think there's not enough there. There's nowhere to go with it.
That's true. Here's another thing. Just one.
It's always going to be Godzilla.
In 1954, audiences weren't sophisticated enough to care about how realistic a movie about a giant lizard is. Whereas today, there's more science. There's more education. I think people won't take crap. And what I mean, there are a lot of crappy movies that come out. I mean, like the ones that last. There was a great movie.
I think this is just going to be another. Oh, remember when they made three Godzilla movies? And they were all terrible. Mm-hmm. You know what it's going to be? I already know what it's going to be. It's another excuse to smash shit like Superman. Avengers.
Or like Pacific Rim.
No, Pacific Rim didn't come on to land too much and like just break everything. I mean, Superman was break everything all the time through the whole movie. And I've seen it happening more with movies as they're just like more destruction all the time. And that's what this is going to be. It's going to be a lot of that, which makes a little more sense than Superman doing it, I guess. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good. And yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, Bryan Cranston's great. I like him. He seems to be playing some kind of crazy guy, and I guess he's a hero, but
the only thing that I can say, if I remember this correctly, we talked about this before, or somebody that I know that's in the business read the script and said that he was very hopeful about it.
Okay.
And he and I seem to have the same tastes, so yeah.
All right. I mean, we'll see.
RoboCop.
Oh, well, you should probably go see that. May 16th for Godzilla. We'll see how it is. I'm not like going to be in line on the first day to see that, but maybe,
nope.
Maybe I'll see it.
Yeah. Eric's like, nope.
Another Fantastic Four reboot.
Yeah. This is going to fail.
Bunch of like,
I'll tell you right off the bat.
Bunch of 13-year-olds.
These kids are too young.
But that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing with the Superman stuff now and the Batman. Everything's got to be like that.
Well, no, Batman wasn't young. He wasn't a teenager.
No, now. Well, I mean, all right. Affleck's not a teenager, but the Superman movie, it seems like they're having all these like really young.
Cavill wasn't a teenager.
Who?
Cavill.
No, but in this new one, have you seen who they're cast? They're like Wonder Woman's like 17. You know.
Well, you can get away with that a little bit.
I don't know. A lot of these people they're cast. It's like, you know, like I said, you go watch Arrow on TV. It's all these young guys. You go watch. They're doing the same thing with Flash. There's another.
Flash is supposedly coming back. I just think that in the premise of the film, or in this case, TV show. These kids are just way too young for the position that they're supposed to be in.
Yeah. The guy playing Mr. Fantastic is not going to even have gray hair.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so, it's going to be these guys like in college years or something. Dawson's Creek. They should just go ahead and release the Roger Corman version.
Yeah, they should.
And be done with that.
Just thinking about that, there you too. Go.
More remake news. Just this week in remakes for this whole show. Sony wants more Spider-Man.
No.
That's all they've got. After the disappointing performance of films like After Earth, White House Down, and other films, Sony has been hurting lately. Studio has high hopes for Amazing Spider-Man 2. And this summer, coming this summer, according to Variety, they want more Spider-Man. Spider-Man, let's see, co-chair Amy Pascal says, we are expanding the Spider-Man universe into the Sinister Six, Venom, and Venom so that we can have Spider-Man movies every year.
God.
I don't need that.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I don't.
Spider-Man is not special enough to come out every year.
I agree.
In fact, I don't think anything is special enough to come out every year.
Oh, man, we're going to have Star Wars every year.
I don't think that Star Wars is special enough to come out every year, because when it comes out every year, then it gets diluted.
I agree. Well, you know exactly what this is. I said it before. It's the way that comics work. This is what happened with comics, though. There's different titles with the same characters, just different stories and different things. You know,
yeah,
that's what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. Yeah. You know, you got Spider-Man, you got Amazing Spider-Man, you got Ultimate Spider-Man, you got Uncanny Spider-Man, I don't know. You got Classic Spider-Man. You got the Dark Knight Spider-Man.
The reason why Lord of the Rings worked every year is because it was really supposed to be just a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Well, and, yeah.
And like, if we had to wait 3 years for those three, then I think it would have been a lot different.
No, I mean, I see what they're doing. I understand. And different actors are like different artists drawing the characters, I guess. Most people don't see it that way. But
we need more original shit.
Oh, absolutely. There are a few people that are doing stuff, but not too many.
Not enough.
Not too many.
I want to see what Interstellar is like.
What's that?
That's that. Who's working on that movie? I'll link you some stuff afterwards.
What's it about? What's the deal?
It's here. Hold on a second. Directed by Chris Nolan, Matthew McConaughey. It's supposed to be how the Earth, like, is starting to drought or something like that, and so we find a wormhole and we use it to explore space or something. That's all I know about it. That's all anybody knows about it.
All right.
Right now. Comes out November 7th.
November 7th.
Really looking forward to that. Only because it looks unique, and I really hope that somebody takes storytelling and does it right. Yeah. Because people are just the flashiness is starting to drive me nuts.
Terry Gilliam, still making original movies.
Yeah.
Wes Anderson.
Yep.
And that's all I got.
All right.
There was news. Did we talk about some kind of news about more Indiana Jones movies? Did we talk about that last week?
Yeah, we maybe ourselves, but maybe not since.
Yeah,
Lush.
No, there was a Han Solo, not Han Solo. Harrison Ford hasn't been, apparently Harrison Ford hasn't been talking about his role in Star Wars because they're still working out his contract to do two more Indiana Jones movies.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. I know. Maybe he'll survive two nukes with a fridge.
Oh.
I'm around. I'm
still looking for Indiana Jones and
yeah.
And the Black Panthers. I don't know. And what was the other one here? There was something, some sort of Star Wars news. Oh, there might be a new Darth Vader sort of.
Yeah.
Sith guy. Somebody was Adam Driver. Who's that? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Another too young guy. Apparently he was up for Lex Luthor in the new Man of Steel. Man, you know what? The original Superman was on yesterday. Eric and I were watching this.
Yeah, the original one, the original movie.
Yeah. It confused me. I had no idea what I was looking at. It was just some dude watching Ice Crystal show up. I'm like, what is this awful show?
And there's like that whole like psychedelic, like, I don't know, like droplets of water and oil, like crazy.
What year did that come out, by the way?
1978.
There you go. The whole scene where they're flying, man. Oh, my God. With Lois Lane and she's having like the poem
yes,
in her head.
Yes, yes, yes. But for its time.
Oh, no. You know what? It was still better than the last Superman movie I saw.
Oh, it was.
Even like, was. You know, Gene Hackman is just awesome. It's just. And it had like a comic book feel to it. You know what I mean? It wasn't like.
It did, and that's what bothers serious. Me about like some of the other movies that they've done lately, like Superman 3, 4. They're just awful.
Yeah,
people don't seem to understand that you're going to lose money if you know what? Superman the movie is sort of like what I want out of Godzilla, right? Here you have a man that can fly and is invincible. So my point with Godzilla is, how do you write a story about something that's just running around smashing stuff that you can't nuke and kill, right? Superman is the same way. What makes this impervious guy who can't die very interesting? Because
he's still a person, I guess. He's not human, true. But you know, he has feelings and can emote, although the last one not so much. Mm-hmm. But you know, Godzilla is, like I said, he's not going to give you some. He's not going to have any great monologues in the movie. He's just going to break your stuff.
Well, this cast in Interstellar has grown. I didn't realize so many cool people were in it.
Who's in it?
We got Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Bill Irwin, Michael Caine, Matt Damon, Casey Affleck, Topher Grace, John Lithgow, and William Devane.
Michael Caine.
Wow.
Michael Caine. If you say Michael Caine, that's how he says his name in his own language.
Michael Caine.
Mike O'Kane. Hi, I'm Mike O'Kane.
I'm not blinking. All right. I think I know the movie now that you're talking about. I seem to remember it.
Godzilla on the Moon Tower.
There's a documentary coming out called Stripped, and it's not about naked women. It's about cartoon comic strips. I don't know who's doing it, but they talked to a bunch of famous cartoon, a bunch of comic drawers, including some names I don't know, and Jim Davis from Garfield, and for his first audio interview ever, Bill Watterson.
Hmm.
And he also came out of retirement to do the poster for the movie. He drew it. So, you know, nice. Calvin and Hobbes stuff. It doesn't have Calvin and Hobbes, but you know, that's the guy. Yeah, I guess he never did any audio or never did any interviews. I still don't see him, apparently. I didn't know he was so weird. But, yeah, he apparently says it's good. DVD, advanced ordering on iTunes tonight at midnight. DVD goes on sale April 2nd.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's kind of cool. Heroes Reborn 2015. All right, look. that movie or that show was good at the beginning. It did fall victim to the writer's strike.
It did.
And so it went downhill. It just felt like they ran out of things to do with it. I have no idea if this is the same people who are going to be back, if they're just going to try it again with new people.
All new people with some people making cameos.
Of course.
That's what I read.
And is it going to be a series or a miniseries?
Miniseries, 13 episodes.
You know, they don't make miniseries anymore.
No. It used to be good. Remember The Stand? That was a good
one. Oh, The Stand. Remember V? That's how it started.
V was great, too.
And what was the other one we were talking about? The
Thornbirds.
Yeah.
Which I didn't watch, but I was young enough to remember when it was big. Yeah,
my mom was watching that like every night when that was on, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it. And there was, what's Chariots of Fire? That was a movie. Yeah, man. They don't do those anymore. Miniseries used to be a thing. All the time back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. Miniseries again. There was something else I was talking about that they don't make anymore, and I can't remember what it is. I don't know. Hey, woman attacked for wearing Google Glass in San Francisco.
Okay. Now Eric can talk.
Yeah. And go.
Oh. Punk club.
Yeah. Molotovs, which I've been to.
Yo, how hardcore is that?
I don't know. It was full of Santa Clauses when I was there.
Oh, well.
I don't know what it's like normally. It seemed fine to me.
Okay.
All right. Is that it then?
What the person did was wrong.
What happened? What's the story?
This woman was demonstrating Google Glass, and some Silicon Valley, I guess, asshat type decided that they were probably drunk. I don't know if they were or not. But they come up to the woman and say, "You're the kind of person that's ruining Silicon Valley," I think is what the person,
the whole class divide thing that's
destroying
going on
the city.
Yeah, destroying the city like Godzilla. And so she rips a thing off her face, and then somebody that she was with, I think, took her purse and her cell phone.
No, well, I think what happened is she probably like chased the guy, and then during that time,
I read a report saying that it was a woman who did it. Hold on, let me check.
Oh my God, how great would it be if Godzilla had Google Glass on while he was destroying the city. According to CBS, tech writer Sarah Slocum was showing her friend how to use the glass-mounted computer at popular San Francisco dive bar Molotovs, which is down the hate. Slocum was reportedly recording scenes from the bar when she was approached by two women and a man who started an altercation and pulled the glasses from her face.
That's what
Slocum said. She recovered the glasses, but her purse and phone were stolen.
Yeah, I guess she was away.
Right. According to her on her Facebook page, OMG. So there you go. So this is the kind of person you're like talking about. OMG, so you'll never believe this, but I got verbally and physically assaulted and robbed last night in the city. I had things thrown at me because of some wanker Google Glass haters. Then some beep tore them off my face and ran out with them. Then and when I ran out after him, his beep friend stole my purse, cell phone, wallet, and everything. Apparently she managed to record on her Google Glass the whole thing and give it to the police.
Maybe Google will automate it, throw some snowflakes on it. Google also has some lobbyists, well, obviously, but they're trying to lobby in the states that want to pass legislation to get it out of the car.
Get it out of the car, get it out of the bar.
It's hard to even say anything about it anymore because anything that's ever been said on both sides has already been said. You're like, ah.
Well, the comments go, you know, your cell phones can already do this, people. Get over it. And then the next one is go ahead and take your cell phone out, start recording in a bar, see what happens. Probably nothing. I don't know.
I mean, it depends how you're doing it. There's actually intent there. Yeah. And then, of course, this is where people bring up spy cams. You keep doing that.
Yeah.
You keep using spy cams and Google Glass in the same sentence. You're just helping your cause.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still not a fan. I was watching it was Tech News Today where they were talking about whether or not people should be wearing Google Glass on the road. And the one question that I keep thinking of over and over again is, why do you feel the need to wear Google Glass while you're driving? What makes things so special that you feel
some people have said that the navigation things are rather fine. You know, I don't even know if it's that. I don't know if it's a you're too connected kind of thing or...
That's the way I feel about Google Glass, though, is that, look, we're all connected. Some of us maybe more than others, but there's a time when I know you put the phone away. And I don't feel like I need to be so connected all the time that I have to sacrifice myself, my face, you know, to have this stupid little thing on. And that's the thing. It's like, I get it. It's a wearable. Eric, you and I have had this discussion about wearables before.
I love the concept of wearables.
I love the concept of wearables also, but I think there's a line that you cross with glass. And that's something that I cannot comprehend is that I think it's a good idea if maybe they were able to embed it into glasses in 5 years or something like that. But the way it is now, I'm not.
I mean, same old story.
Really. Yeah. And you know what? There's enough hands-free stuff going on now where why do you need to even see anything?
Just close your eyes.
I love sometimes that there's always these use cases for various apps. Like one cracked me up for the subway. It's like, this subway station is closed. Here's the walking directions. And I'm thinking, okay, that's maybe a tourist use, but I'm picturing tourists going around. Oh, crap, what do I do? I can't imagine it. Anybody who, like, lives in a place where there's a subway wouldn't know. Oh, okay, well, I'll just walk. They know how to get to where they need to go. Yeah. It's always so stuff. Like, how much – oh, I need an alert. How much milk I've got. I know how much milk I got because, you know, I know how to run a kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we out of bread? Thank God I got a notification. Or, you know, go and look.
So NASA found some new planets.
Yeah, 715 new planets.
How many total planets do we have now?
1,700 and something.
With or without Pluto.
Yeah. We had 1,000 already. Now we're close to 2,000 planets. That's freaking amazing because I was growing up thinking, Mo, are we ever going to find another one?
And the funny thing is, no one cares, you know?
Oh, I think, well, maybe common people.
This is why they did that Sports Illustrated cover shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think there are a lot of people in...
People care. Some people... I just think, like you said, when growing up, if they had told us this when we were, I don't know, kids or whatever, people would be losing their minds over this stuff.
Well,
space has become not that big of a deal to the people anymore, it seems like.
I don't know. I blame Michael Bay, but I don't know. Here's the way I see it is that if you go to Walmart and you tell people that we found 2,000 planets and, you know, X, I don't know how many years, 5 years or something like that, people will just be like, well, okay, they don't care. You're right. I think a lot of common people just really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Myself, I'm just really curious because there are some planets that we found that are like 50 light years away, right? So very hypothetically speaking, let's say life started on this planet because it's only 50 light years away around the same time we did, right? How cool would it be to pick up their TV transmissions or something, you know, like,
yeah. Absolutely.
The concept of life on other planets such a scary thing anymore?
Well, that's the thing is, like, they have to slowly get us all into this. And now that nobody cares about planets, when they finally say, oh, we found, like, some dudes hanging around drinking beer on this other whatever planet, people are going to be like, huh, all right. So back to my Google Glass.
Oh.
You know, whatever. Oh, my God. I can't log into my Facebook. Whatever. You know. I don't know. I think at some point it's going to be – I think that's probably just what they're trying to do. They're trying to ease us into it. They know there's stuff out there.
It's possible. It's entirely possible. And if there is, I think that it would be cool. People say, I wonder what life looks like on other planets. You know, how funny would it be if they just looked like us?
You know, I know I always trip out when people are like, what would we do if we encountered an alien? Well, I don't know. I think we're pretty good interacting with the species on this planet.
No, are we?
I mean, what happens if you encounter a giraffe? You know,
take pictures of it with your Google Glass.
Yeah, but the thing is you're going to find the people that are for the aliens and against the aliens. They're the people that we are the center of the universe, and there are people. Oh, come on! Smart people will say, "Wow, that's really cool. I want to shake his hand." Everybody else.
Yeah, but what if they are just like us and they're doing the same thing about us?
I know. They're probably like, what? Will you do what?
Yeah, I know. I think the most interesting thing would be is if, you know, look, if they evolved the same way or whatever, they do look like us, but just like what their cultures would be like and how different they would be, how they came about to different things. Like, do they have gods? You know, do they have... You know, music is it the same? Is there rock bands, whatever? Just like, you know, think about a lot of that stuff. You're like, how did this ever happen? Who thought this was a good idea? And it's just like a lot of it is just common things that you just, if you stop to think, like, well, that's weird. I don't know. Even things like, you know, eating eggs out of some animal's butt. Like, why would you do that? Why would you drink the juice from a cow?
You know? Well, when you put it that way.
Or is it just because, you know, everybody, because humans are curious and we'll see what happens. I don't, you know, who knows? How many people died trying to figure out that by doing some other dumb thing? And here we are still.
Here we are.
Hey, there's another hot teacher having sex with a schoolboy.
No.
This one was in Wales. I don't understand.
How do these people learn?
Well, somebody's learning something. Hey-oh. I don't know. I just don't understand. I mean, I don't want to be all like that South Park episode where like did you come in? I don't remember what it was. It was with the hot teacher and Ike. And I don't remember. Like, all it goes in the cops and they're all like, yeah, all right, high five. Hey. It is strange that they're all really good looking. Maybe you just don't hear about the ones that aren't. I don't know. Very strange. Men accused of sexually abusing cows. What else we got here? I don't know. Just looking through last minute news things. That's it. There was some crazy anti-gay stuff in Arizona, I think.
It got vetoed by the governor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. They said that apparently she overturned that, something very similar a few years ago. Because, yeah, there was businesses, some congressman or state congressman, I guess, or not congress, state senator, I don't know, was trying to say that businesses could refuse service to gay people if they decided they wanted to. And apparently it all came from cakes, wedding cakes, because some places said they didn't want to do gay cakes.
Gay cake. Are they shaped like penises? What?
Two penises, even.
Oh my god, no.
Yeah, so because they were like, oh, you know, we're, you know, whatever, religious, we don't want to make gay cakes, we don't believe in this, whatever. I mean, I guess I can see where this stemmed from. It is ridiculous, but.
I think the governor buckled because Apple, NFL, all these massive organizations are like, okay, then have fun. We'll just go to Nevada.
Maybe so. You know,
when you live in a warm state in a nation like year round, business is kind of important.
Oh, sure. Anyway, that's all I, oh no, that isn't all I have. I guess we have the iOS problems and OS.
Oh, patch your phone.
Yeah, patch your phones. The problem is for someone like me who's still stuck on iOS 6 and despises iOS 7, I'm kind of forced to update, which I haven't done yet.
Yeah.
So if you want to
hack Mike's phone, go for it.
No, it doesn't happen when you're home. The bug is that there's an extra go-to fail in the SSL code, and so a website can fool you into thinking that you've got a certificate when you don't. So there's that.
I don't know what that means.
Well, like when you have an HTTPS and you log into like Google or Apple or something like that, it logs you in because it has a signed certificate, so it can fool your phone. Mm. And OS X had this problem also, where it could fool your device into thinking that you're on a signed site when it's not.
Yeah.
It steal all your stuff. So yeah, you got to patch your phone.
There's a fix for phones, and there's a fix for Mavericks.
Yes, there's a fix for Mavericks that came out today or yesterday. But so, like, I'm on 10.8 still because I have to pay a bunch of money to update a bunch of software, and I'm at this point now where I go, like, it's going to cost me a ton of money to do that.
You understand, though, that operating systems are not going to ever go backwards, and that's never going to get. You're going to have to update.
No. But there are times when I can update and it won't matter. And then there are times when I update and it causes a bunch of crap.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like stuff is going to keep going forward. You're going to have to upgrade at some point.
At some point. Yeah, I know.
You know, so.
Future hater.
Yeah. Why you got to hate the future? Why you got to try to stop progress?
Future hater. I'm just like, I don't want to pay for this crap right now. Hater.
Well, there's that. Well, you bought that software to help you do a better show so you can make money. Yeah, you should be able to pay for it now.
That's not happening.
All right. Well, what shows do you do?
I do This Week in Trek, which is Tuesdays, 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific on Tuesdays. And I do World of Warcast with Mr. Eric Rice. We do that Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Is that a good show?
Yeah,
filled with useful.
By the way, do you do those things live on video? Do you post the videos anywhere?
No, because I just found that the videos are just a waste. Okay. One person a year or two people a year may say, "Why don't you post the video?" I'm like, "Because it's just me and my co-host talking."
I don't know. I heard a couple weeks ago you guys were all like did a goofy drunk show, and I couldn't find it to watch it. So,
Well, you can listen to it. See, that's the thing is, it's like there's really not much to watch. It's just like Eric sitting next to me in the same meat space. There's nothing, there's no value in it. Like if we were slapping each other in the back of the head or something, then maybe that would be funny to watch. But just us, like
World of Slapcast.
I understand YouTube and people love it and everything, but I just found that What value do you get from watching just two people talking? Like one person talks on one side of the screen.
Now I see why you haven't been able to afford your video editing software.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Why don't you do something with that stuff? You paid a bunch of money for it.
What?
You record it, obviously, right?
Yeah.
It
no.
goes somewhere.
I could.
You post it. Where does it go? Justin TV?
Justin TV, but I have auto save turned off.
Why? It doesn't do anything. It doesn't cause you any.
I could record it if I wanted to. I just have to hit the button on.
Just throw them up there. Throw them on YouTube. Firecast. Whatever. Throw them up on YouTube and throw advertising on me. Maybe you make a few bucks.
It's more crap that I have to manage.
That's not that hard to do. Even if it's just a TV, it records it itself. It archives it itself.
Why would people want to watch two talking heads when they can just listen to it?
That's fine, but maybe some people would.
Ours is not to question why. Ours is to notice that everybody does that.
Why not put something else out there that might help you rather than saying,
other show where I posted video, we got 10 viewers, and we got like 500 downloads on the audio. That's why it felt like it was a waste of time.
Right.
If it was the other way around, if we were getting 500 views and 50 downloads on the audio, then it'd be different.
But it'll never now, will it?
No.
It'll never just buy. I mean, all it takes is a fluke to catch on somewhere.
This isn't going to catch on.
All right. That's the spirit.
The spirit.
We didn't do it.
All right. You're off the show. Next week, we'll have a new. Next week. We'll see if we can leech one of the co-hosts from your other shows to be on. Fill in for you.
Okay.
All right. Mike will be here next week. So will Eric. Unless something terrible happens, but hopefully not.
What's your download audio to video ratio for this show?
I don't know. I don't look at those numbers. Depends on if Hermione Way is on or not. All right. We'll see you next week, folks.
Later.
Bye.
Later.
Potatoes.